But we are in Perek Nun Aleph. And at the last, yeah, we can do that. Okay, at the last little section, after God presented his very broad statement that he would come and redeem Kinicham Hashem Tzion, Nicham Kol Chorvoteah, Sason V'Simcha Yimatzei Ba Todah V'Kol Zimra. After that, Kadosh Baruch Hu presents the Navi, speaks directly to God. That was the last passage that we did. Uri, Uri, it was a series of doubles. As we mentioned, there was a series of verbs. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shimu Eli, Akshivu, listen to me, Ami. Shimu Eli, Yod Eit Tzedek. And in the middle, the Navi turns to God and flips the tables and now turns to God and asks God to do something. Uri, Uri, Livshi Oz, Zro Hashem, Uri Kime Kedem, Dorot Olamim. Arise, God, the request that God should manifest himself. Again, when is this being said? Is it being said before the first return during the time of what we call Zerubbabel? After Hatzarat Koresh, is it right before Hatzarat Koresh? The Cyrus Declaration, is it in the 550s? So Uri Uri Livshi Ozro Hashem Uri Kime Kedem Dorot Olamim Halo At He Hamachtsevet Rahav Mecholele Tanim. You, God, are the one who was so powerful. You destroyed Rahav. You ripped open and undid the Tanin, the serpent. Halo Ati Hamachrevet Yam. You're the one who destroys Yam or makes dry. Hayam Bacharava. You're the one who destroys the Yam. May Tahom Rabbah, who also destroys the deep depths. Hasama Mamke Yam Derech Lavor Geulim. And now we kind of transpose to Kriyat Yamsuf, that you turned the depths of the sea, Derech Lavor Geulim, a path for the redeemed ones to go through. Ufduye Adonai Yeshuvun, Uvau Tzion Berina, V'simchat Olam Rasham, Sason V'simcha Yasigun, Nasu Yagon V'anacha. So the redeemed will return, which is certainly a verse that we've been saying in terms of the hostages. And they'll return, V'simchat Olam Al Rosham, Sason V'simcha Yasigun, Nasu Yagon V'anacha. All the pain will disappear. And of course, the using of the word Nasu has an echo, because it reminds us of what the Egyptians said when God brought the waters down. Anusu matpnei Yisrael, let us run away from Israel. Ki Hashem nilcham lahem b'mitzrayim, that God, right, if you remember what we read last week in Shirat Hayam, right before Shirat Hayam, the Mitzrim said, Anusu matpnei Yisrael, let me flee, because God is bringing down. And so the reference to Kriyat Yam Suf is very beautiful. So I mentioned in passing that what you have here are echoes of the ancient Near Eastern beliefs, which have been, you know, demythologized in the books of Yeshayahu and Tehillim and the book of Iyov, but they still have echoes of the myths that were very common at the time of Am Yisrael, that have their roots in ancient Egypt, the Ugaritic traditions, the Canaanite traditions, and the Mesopotamian traditions of the great chaos and battles at the time of creation and subsequently when the gods fought. And the gods in the ancient Near East have names like Yam, which is the sea god, Tahom, Tiamat, which is one of the other sea gods, Lotan, which is a form of the word Leviathan, and other names, the Tanin, which is also called the Tanin, which is coiled, and also is runs away. And you have here these echoes in Yeshayahu that God was the one who destroyed them. Again, in Kimei Kedem, in the beginning of time, in the early days, Ati Machzevet Rahav Mecholela Tanin, Halo Ati Hamachrevet Yam, Mei Tahom Rabah, Hasama Mamake Yam, Derech La'avor Geulim. And I mentioned, I want to add a couple, I'll just go back, that this has echoes also in other parts of Tanakh. For example, in earlier in Yeshayahu, just to take one example, in Perek Chav Zayin, earlier in Yeshayahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about what he will do in the day. And of course, this is a theme throughout Tanakh, as well as in other literatures, that the eschaton, the end of days, will often reflect the beginning of days. And God says, "Bayomahu yifkod Adonai b'charbo hakasha v'hagdola v'chazaka al Leviathan nachash bariach v'al Leviathan nachash akalaton." You have this echo that in God will destroy this demonic monster, which is associated with Leviathan, Nachash Bariach, Nachash Akalaton, the Tanin Asher Bayam. And you have it in Tehillim. You have it in Tehillim. In a number of places in Tehillim, for example, in what was it, Ayin Dalet, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu again is asked to rise up like you did in old. Lama tashiv yadcha v'yiminecha? Ve'elohim malki mikedem, you were my God at the beginning of time. Po'el yishod b'kerav haaretz. Atah forarta be'ozcha yam. You, with your strength, destroyed yam, which again is a double entendre here. Yam both is a reference to the sea, which has been demythologized, but in the popular consciousness, Yam was the Canaanite sea god. Shibarta rashei taninim. Al Hamayim, you destroyed the heads of the snakes, of the serpents. Ritzatzta Rashei Leviathan, you crushed the heads of the Leviathan, which is, itself is an interesting message, meaning. What's this business of the heads? There's a lot of heads. Titnenu Machal La'am Letziyim, which is associated with Ata Vakata Mayan Vanachal, Atahu Vashta Naharot Eitan. You dried up the sea. Lacha yom af lacha laila. You created day and night. Atachinota. Atahitzavta kol gvulot eretz. You set up all of the gvulot. So there's a mixing here of creation and kriyat yamsuf. And again, oziv zimratia vayhili lishua. You have the whole thing. The Taninim, of course, reminds us of creation. I'll get that in a second. You also have it in the book of Eov, in the book of Job. Go back. In the book of Eov, in Perek Chavav, So you have the description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bikocho Raga Hayam, through his strength he calmed the sea, Ubitvunato Machatz Rahav, and with his wisdom he destroyed Rahav, Birucho Shamaim Shipra, Cholula Yado Nachash Bariach, and he destroyed, through his hand, he destroyed the Nachash Bariach, the Nachash who wanted to escape, like the word Livroach. And you have all this here, and on a pshat level, this also explains a dilemma that we have in the book of Genesis 1. In Genesis 1 is the most pure monotheism, meaning in the book of Tehillim, and the book of Yeshayahu, and the book of Yechezkel, you have the echoes of the popular myths that at the beginning of creation, God had to destroy these forces. They don't appear as independent gods, but you have this kind of echo, this kind of, you know, popular religion of that there were these monsters that challenged the hegemony of God. But you showed them, God, that you were the king from the very outset of history. But these forces, these, you want to call them demonic forces, whatever you want to call them, are out there. And they take the form of sea monsters, the sea, Tahom Rabbah, the depths. And these are all playing off of, as I said, all of the myths that were flying around in Canaan and in Bavel in that period of time, where you had the gods that emerged out of the chaos of the waters, Tiamat, Lotan, Leviathan, Nachash Bariach, Nachash HaKalaton, which you are attested to, the Tanin. But this explains Bereshit Perek Aleph. In Bereshit Perek Aleph, you have a very strange phenomenon, which not that many Mefarshim point to, but you have to deal with it. The Bible at the beginning of creation uses the very special word bara. Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. It uses it again at the closing of creation. The closing of creation, which actually is in Perek Bet. Vayichu ha-shamayim v'aretz chol tzvam yechalim yom ha-shvim lachto asher asa. Barach ha-medom ha-shvim yechalim kivosh ha-makom asher bara Elohim la-asot. That God created. Now, if we look back in Perek Aleph, there's one place where the word bara shows up again. When God creates the or, the word bara is not used. Vayomer Elohim yihi or, vayihi or. Vayavdel Elohim bein ha-or. When God creates the rakia, vayas Elohim et ha-rakia, vayavdel. When God creates the mayim, yikavu hamayim mitachar hashamayim. All these things. When he creates the chayot, v'yom alim totze haaretz nefesh chaya, v'yas Elohim et chaya ta'aretz. When it comes to man, three times the word bara is used. V'yom alim nase adam b'tzalmen k'dvev yudu b'tgat hayam, v'yivra Elohim et adam b'tzalmo, B'tzelem Elokim bara oto, zachar nekeva bara otam. Beautiful. The human being, which is the pinnacle of creation, gets the special language, vayivra, bara, zachar nekeva bara otam. Nothing else gets that language of three. But there's one little wrench, monkey wrench, in this whole thing. On day five, at the beginning, it says, "Vayomer Elohim yishritzu hamayim sheretz nefesh chaya, v'of yofeif al haaretz al pnei rikiyah shemayim." Vayivra Elohim et tatanimim agdolim ve et kol nefesh ha-chaya urmeset asher shartzu b'mayim lemineihem. Vayar Elohim ki tov. First of all, there's two interesting things. God creates creepy crawly things. God creates birds. God creates fish. God creates behemot. Notice none of them are specific names. Vayaslim et chayat haaretz lemina v'ta behemah. He created wild animals. He created domesticate, whatever you want to call them. Remes ha'adama, creepy crawly things. Nothing. He doesn't say he created zebras and he created cows. But when it comes to the taninim, all of a sudden there's specificity. When it comes to the taninim, vayivra Elohim et ha-taninim. Number one, hagdolim, the great serpents, the great behemoths. Number two, it uses the word vayivra. This is very strange. And some of the Rishonim were very troubled by that and have all kinds of interesting answers. But it seems to me the simplest answer is the Bible here, like in the rest of Genesis 1, is engaged in a very strong polemic against pushback, against the folk beliefs of the time, which were probably common amongst Am Yisrael as well, who were living in Mesopotamia and in Canaan and in Egypt, that the sea monsters had independent power, that they were rivals, that the gods, that which emerged from the sea, Vayivra Elohim et ha-taninim agdolim. So the Bible Dafka uses the term God created to make the point that yes, these great serpents that you're so afraid of are very strong, and they're gdolim, but they were created by God. They don't have independent power, and they don't have any sense that they can do whatever they want, irrespective of what God wants to happen. Now, let me just show you . So can everybody see this page? Just say yes.
Bara resonates with Barach.
Yes.
And we have Vayavarech Otam here.
Yeah. Does everyone see this page?
Or yes, have I do.
It says Rahav Tanin Yam Leviathan. Everybody see it? I'm sorry?
I guess I can't see that, no.
Okay, so let me stop the share, and then let me put it on. Let me put it on my screen, and then I'll share, and you'll see it. Okay? I put together a couple of sources, simple sources, not fancy sources, as well as some chazal, because I wanted to show you how these kinds of echoes of myths, they have an afterlife in the Midrash. So let's go back to my Zoom and let's share. Okay. Now does everyone see it?
Yes. Now I see it.
Baruch Hashem. Okay. So now I want to maximize. Enter full screen. Yeah. So just a couple of small citations from the literature. Yam, ancient West Semitic deity who ruled the oceans, rivers, lakes, and underground springs. In the Bible, he's been demythologized. Yam is created by God. It's just the name for the sea. He also played an important role in the Baal myths recorded on tablets, which say that at the beginning of time, Yam was awarded the divine kingship by El, which of course is the chief god of the pantheon of the Canaanites. One day, Yam's messengers requested the god surrender Baal to the bondservant to Yam. El finally agreed, but Baal refused. After a furious fight in which the craftsman supplied Baal with two, Yam was finally slain and given to Baal. According to some scholars, Yam was the same deity as Lotan, Hebrew Leviathan, who was represented as a hydra-like dragon or serpent. Lotan, in Ugaritic, it's spelled like this. Lokan, Lotan. Leviathan means coiled. Also translated Lotan, Litanu, is a servant of the sea god Yam, defeated by the storm god Baal in Ugaritic Baal cycle. Lotan seems to have been prefigured by the serpent Temtum, etc. He's alluded to in the book of Job, which we saw in Isaiah, etc. Lambert went so far as to claim that Isaiah is a direct quote lifted from the Ugaritic text, correctly rendering Ugaritic bitan, which is a form of tanin, as Hebrew nachash. Lotan is an adjectival formation meaning coiled, here used as a proper name. The same creature has a number of possible epithet, including the fugitive serpent, Batan Barach, which is Nachash Bariach in Hebrew, and maybe the wriggling serpent, Batan Kaltan, a Kalaton. Now, this was fascinating to me. The Litani River that winds through the Beka Valley in Lebanon is named after Lotan, as the river was believed to be the personification of the god. So in the ancient Near East, you have all these guys floating around. You have Leviathan, Lotan, you have Yam, you have Tanin, you have Tahom, which, according to most scholars, is the Hebrewized version of Tiamat, one of the central players in the Babylonian creation myth, Enuma Elish. Rahav, we haven't found yet in the ancient Near Eastern cuneiform tablets, but there's no reason to doubt, given everything else, maybe one day we will find it. I wanted to show you in Chazal how some of these ideas have a kind of afterlife. So here's Targum Yonatan from Genesis 1. Again, Targum Yonatan was not written by Yonatan ben Uziel. The Targum on Navi was written by Yonatan ben Uziel, but the Targum on the Torah, we don't know who was written by. We call it Targum Yonatan. It's an Eretz Yisrael Targum, as opposed to Targum Unklis, which is from Bavel. And here's a translation. And the Lord created the great Taninim, the Tanins. And this is what Targum Yonatan adds. The Leviathan and his yoke fellow, which are prepared for the day of consolation. Targum Yonatan on Shmot Perek 28. And you shall put the Urim and the Tumim, in the breastpiece of judgment, right? In the Choshen Ha'edut HaMishpat, that their words might light up and reveal the hidden things of the house of Israel. This is added. It's not in the text. And the Tumim, which perfect their deeds, etc., etc. And it is this name which is clearly inscribed in the foundation stone, what we call the Evan Shasia in Hebrew, with which the Lord of the world sealed the mouth of Tahom Rabbah from the beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to seal the mouth of Tahom. And all who would invoke the holy name in the hour of distress will be saved. Okay, so here's the Hebrew in the Targum, in Aramaic. Evan Shasia de Bachatam Mare Alma, that the master of the world closed up Pum Tahom Rabbah Min Sheruya. And here's the most famous source in Chazal, the famous Gemara in Baba Basra. Vaivra Elohim et ha-taninim ha-gdolim. Hava hacha targimu arzile demayim. Whatever that means, the sea arcs. Rabbi Yochanan says the taninim, ze livyatan nachash bariach, ve livyatan nachash ha-kalaton, shenemar bayom ahu yifkor Hashem b'charbo ha-kasha. The Amar, listen to this, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, second generation Amorai. B'shah Shabik, Eshek HaKadosh Baruch Hu livrot et ha'olam, Amar lo l'sar shel yam. God says to the sar shel yam, the angel, the sar, whatever you want to call him, the power of the sea. Pitach picha uvela kol meimot shebaolam. I want you to, the water is covering the whole of the yikum, the whole of the world. So God turns to the sea, to the sea angel, and says, I want you to swallow up so that there will be land. Amar lefana, Ribbono Shalom, dai she'emod b'shali. So the angel refuses and says, I want to stay exactly where I am. Miyad ba'at bo v'harago. God kicks him, hits him, and kills the saro shel yam. Shenemar b'kocho raga hayam u b'tefunato machatz rahav. God kills this divine being because it rebels against God's desire. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Shema mina saro shel yam rahav shemo. Ve'ilmalei mayim mechasim bo. If not that the water covered him, no creature in kolbir yichol amod berecho. Shenemar lo yareu lo yashchisu b'chol har kodshi kamayim layam mechasim. Al tikra layam mechasim elo lesara shel yam mechasim. And then you have the Gemara, the Shmot Rabbah. So long, I didn't even translate it, but we could just look at a couple of sentences. Mishabara rakia bara malachim bayom hasheni. Ubo bayom bara gehinom. He created gehinom. And why did he create gehinom? Amru lo lamakach. Amru lem. Shim yir medu yishmu aspikula. Kach. Okay? That they'll be afraid of Gehenna. And at that point, let's find, okay? God created the sea. And the text says, V'achakach barei abasha bashlishi b'shabbos. He created the dry land. Shenemar yasad eretz al mechoneh. V'oto sha'a echad arum v'echad lavush. At that point, one was uncovered and one was covered. So there's part of the world which is uncovered. That's the earth that has now just been uncovered. And part of the world remains covered with water. Kigon basar v'dam sheyesh lo shnei avadim. Hifshit ksuto shel achad v'yilbish shel achaveiro. Like two servants. Kach amar ha'elohim yikavu amayim. The waters should gather in a certain place. Gila et haaretz v'chisa et ha'tahom. He covered the depths. V'chein David amar, tahom kalavush ksito. He covered tahom, the depths, with like covering with a garment. Min ga'aratcha yinusun. Kegon basar v'dam shera'a gitom le'a aven v'hakerem livtzor. He saw that all that his got, his the place which collects the wine is all full, and he needs to harvest his kerem. Amar lo v'heichan atanotein shar avanim bishvil shagat ktana. Where are you going to put all the other grapes? Amar lem ani oseh gat shetitol l'chol avanim shebakerem. I'm going to make a hole. I'm going to make a bigger gat. Ma'asa rafash anavim uba'at Rishon, Rishon, v'achakach hevi et anavim shebakerem v'echzik agat kol avanim. So he smushed everything into the gat, into the container. Kach haya olam malei mayim b'mayim, v'haaretz shku'a b'mayim. The world was full of water. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tera'eha b'hayabasha. Amru ha'mayim, the waters become personified and say to God, they challenge, harei olam anu maleim. Where should we go? Ishmon Barach Ba'at Ba'okinus Baharago. He killed the Okinus, the ocean. Shenemar Bikocho Ragayam Tunato. Vein Machatz Elo Lashon Hagira. Okay, so he killed, etc. And the same thing when you get to when you get to Kriyat Yamsuf. If you look in the Medrash Rabbah, you have all these kinds of midrashim, very similar midrashim. I didn't print them here. You have all kinds of similar midrashim that the forces of the water did not want to split. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force them. Again, you have this theme. So it's kind of the afterlife of these mythologies that are playing around that sometimes find expression in Chazal. And you find in Chazal, for example, that the demons have seven heads, just like they have in the ancient mythologies. Look at the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Chavted, and other places. So again, you have these kind of echoes, slight echoes from a world that we don't live in anymore of these things. Okay, so that's the end of just finishing up that and explaining that. So now let's go back to Yeshayahu. So let's share. Okay, so now we get up to Yeshayahu. Let's enter full screen. Let's go back to Yeshayahu. I also just mentioned in passing this demonization of the tanin, of the serpent, then gets applied to Egypt. Egypt, which is the symbol of Egypt, is the tanin, and of course the Nile is their major source. So when you get to a book like Yechezkel, so I think in like Yechezkel Chav Zayin, Is it Chav Zayin or is it Chav Chet? Maybe it's Chav Chet. Yechezkel Chav Chet, where Tzor. Melech Tzor. Sidon. Let me just see, is it Chavav? No, maybe it's later. I don't know. Maybe it's Chavtet. Yeah. Ben Adam sim panechal paro melech Mitzrayim v'hina be'ala v'al Mitzrayim kula. Daber v'yamarta ko amar Adonai Elohim. Hineni alecha paro melech Mitzrayim. Hatanin hagadol. Harovetz betoch ye'orav. Asher amar li ye'oriv ani asitini. I am the mayim, I am the primordial waters, and I created everything. V'natati chokhim bilchayecha, v'idbakti d'gat yorecha b'kaskosecha, etc., etc. I'm going to take you out, and you're going to die in the desert. So you have here, again, Mitzrayim becomes personified with the tanin, which is personified with the forces of evil, which God destroyed at the very beginning of time, and also destroyed in Kriyat Yamsuf, which is exactly Yechezkel is also hinting at here in terms of what's going on. Okay, so now let's go back to Yeshayahu. So we're up to chapter 51. Verse 12, we're going to have a series of small passages that will continue what we saw before, and will also, you know, get us, so to speak, to a different place. So we actually have here a chalukah mishuleshet. We have a tripartite division. Verse 12 through verse 16. Anochi anochi hu menachem chem. Verse 17 through 23 is going to be this section, which starts with hit oruri, hit oruri. And then, in the next chapter, which is really continuation, the first part of the next chapter, we're going to have Uri Uri, which is, going to continue up until, you know, we get to Pasuk Yud Bet. So we're going to have this kind of distinction and division. Now, also, I just want to notice something that Rabbi Moshe Lichtenstein notes. If you remember, when we just finished this passage, right before, we had a passage which Bnei Yisrael, right before, they says, "Ufeduye Hashem Yeshuvun, Uvaud Zion Berina v'Simchat Olam al Rosham, Sason v'Simcha Yasigun, Nasu Yagon v'Anacha." And then we have these passages of Nechama. Anochi Anochi Hu Menachem Chem. And he notes that if you look back in chapter 35, in the first half of the book, the author of the first half of the book also ended his section Perek Lamed He, ended up with this specific perek. Pasuk, Ufeduye Adonai Shuvot Zion Berina V'Simchat Olam Rosham, Sason V'Simcha Yasigu V'Nasu Yagon V'Anacha. This is the end of a section. Because right after that, if you remember the structure of the book of Yeshayahu, which I talked about on the very first shiur, chapter 36, 37, 38, and 39 are narrative. It's a very unique, it's an interruption to the Nevuot. These are the narrative talking about Ashur. And it's a historical reality of how Am Yisrael was almost destroyed by Ashur. Jerusalem was almost destroyed by Ashur 20 years after they had destroyed the northern kingdoms. And you have the whole story here of the salvation of Chizkiyahu and the etc., etc. And when you go, these four chapters are an interlude. And then chapter 40 starts with Nachamu Nachamu Yami Yomar Elokeichem. So basically the end of 35, which has this vision of Sason v'simcha, yasigu, sason v'anacha, is then followed by, in effect, if you look about it from the perspective of the Nevuot, and not the interruption of the historical narrative, it's then followed by nechama. Nechama of people who may not yet believe the Nevuah that ended chapter 35. And to get ready for the Nechama. And so too here, you have, one could read this, in chapter, right at the end, we've been dealing with the fact that people, the Jews, have been oppressed. Maybe the great hopes that Cyrus brought have not yet materialized. People are disappointed. So at this point, right after that, Ufuduye Hashem Yeshuv Unuvot Zion Berina V'Simchat Olam Rosham Sason V'Simcha Anochi Anochi Hu Menachem Chem, which is very similar to Nachamu Nachamu Ami, except that here it's more intense. Here it's God Himself is going to be Menachem Am Yisrael. So there's the need for great Nechama. Number two, very similar to chapter 40, we're going to see it's turning to Jerusalem specifically. And we'll see other things as we look at this section, which remind us of chapter 40. So let's just go back for a second and just remember, read that chapter 40, just have it in our mind. Nachamu Nachamu Ami, my people, Yomar Lokechem, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim V'kiru Eleh, Ki malat zva, ki nirtzavana, ki lakachami ad Hashem kiflaim, b'chol chatoteh. So she got double of punishment, and so nachamu nachamu ami. God gives her double comfort, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says that he will straighten kol omar kra v'omar ma'ekra, kol habasar chatzir. Human beings are like grass. The human being is like grass, but God, Dvar Hashem yakum l'olam. Whatever God says is forever. Grass withers. And then we talk, the Navi in Perek Dalet, in Perek Mem says, Al har gavoa alilach mevaseret Zion. We talk about the heralder, mevaseret Yerushalayim, harimi bakoach kolech. Don't be frightened. And declare that God is coming. That God is coming to redeem his people. Now, this is what we have in that original Nevuah. Now, when we come here in chapter 51, we hear the same echoes. Again, either because we want to repeat ideas so that they stay in the hearts of human beings, or because we're going to expand on themes that we already developed, or because we're going to focus. And here there seems to be all three of them. You're going to repeat themes that you already had. You're going to expand and you're going to focus. So we start with Anochi, Anochi Menachem Chem, God himself, Mi'at V'Tir'i. Why should you be afraid? Me'enosh Yamut, from man who dies. Human beings die. Umi Ben Adam Chatzir Yinatein. Man is like the grass, the same element of grass, just like in the previous Nevuah of Perek Amem. Vatishkach Hashem Osecha. Notesh shamayim yosid aretz, vatifached tamid kol hayom. So you have here, the focus here is on fear. In Perek Mem, there was maybe a bit of yeush, but here there's fear. Vatir'i, vatifached, tamid kol hayom, mipnei chamat hameitzik, because of the anger of the oppressor, Kasher konein lashchit, ve'ayei chamat ha-meitzik. But where is this anger? It's nothing. Don't be afraid. And now he makes fun of the oppressor. Miher tzoel hipatech, which is basically he says he's a human being. Just like before he said, enosh yamut, ben adam chatzir yinatein. He's like grass. Here he speaks of a person, a man, he opens up quickly when he has to go to the bathroom. V'lo yamut, so he shouldn't die. L'shachat. V'lo yachsar lachmo, he wants to make sure he's not missing food. V'anochi, in contrast, God says, Anochi, Anochi v'nachem chem, Anochi Hashem elokecha roga hayam v'yamu galav. I'm the one who puts down the sea. Hashem tzvakot shmo. I covered you with my tzel. Tzel Shaddai Yitlonan. The tzel is always the protective force of God. Remember in the book of Yonah, the gourd protects Yonah, the tzel. Lintosh Shemayim V'Yisrael Ha'aretz. V'leimor. L'tzion, Ami Ata, you're my people. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachem Chem. Hit oriri. God now turns to the people. The people, the Navi had turned to God in the previous section to get up. And now God wants the people who have given up hope, who are angry, who are fearful, they need to show bitachon as well. Hit oriri kumi Yerushalayim. Get up. Asher shatit miyad Hashem et kos chamato. You drank. It's not, you don't have to worry about the chamat hameitzik, the anger of the oppressor, because he's nothing. But you drink the anger of God. At kubat kosa tareila. Kubat is a fancy Hebrew word for kos. Kubat kosa tareila. The poisonous shatit matzit. You drank this. You drank this and you were and you received this. Notice again the double. Kos chamato, kubat kos atareila. Shatit matzit. You drank it, and you finished it. Ein menahel la mikol banim yalada. She has nobody to take care of her. After she drank, and she's drunk, and she's upset. Ein machzik biyadam mikol banim gidela. All her children, nobody is there. Her children are dead, or her children have abandoned her. Shtaim heina korotayich. There are two things that have happened to you, just like in Perek Mem. Ki lakta Hashem miyad Hashem kiflaim miyanudla. Who will turn to you and try to share in your pain? Hashod v'hashever. You've got both shod and shever. Haraav v'hacherev. Miyanachamech. Who can show you comfort? Banaich ulpu ulfu shachvu barosh kol chutzot ketom michmar hamalim chamat Hashem garat elohaich. Lachain shim'ina zot aniya ushurat velo miyain. Listen, you who are drunk, but not from wine, but from pain, from suffering, from fear. Ko amar Adonai, Adonaich Adonai, Adonai velhaich yariv amo. Hine lakachti miyadech et kosa tarela. I'm going to remove the kosa tarela. Lotosifi lishtot od v'samtiha biyad mogech mogaich asher amru l'nafshech shechi v'navora. I'm going to pass it on to your oppressors who said to you, bow down so that we can walk all over you. V'tasimi ka'aretz geveich v'chatchutz la'ovrim. You gave your back to them and you basically were... You were like the street. Those who walked on you, those the Ovrim, they walked on you. This was, of course, in the ancient world, a sign of being subjugated, is people walked on you. If you look, let me see if I can bring this up. If you look, for example, just to take one from that period of time, King Darius, Daryavesh. King Darius, there was a rebellion against him, and he put down the rebellion, and Ben Sun, I think, what is it called? So, Darius the king and rebellion. Yeah. So Darius the king, Darius the great, there's a rebellion against him. Let's see if we can find the relief. Yeah, Gamuta. Yeah, so here, let me go back to my Zoom. So let me share. If you look in Wikipedia, yeah, Darius the Great. So there's a relief that they found in Iran when Darius the Great, he takes over and he destroys the king Gomata. So this is from the reliefs in Ben Behestun, which is about 100 kilometers from Tehran. So if you look at the relief, you can see it. This is his foot is trampling Gamuta. Gamuta being trampled on by Darius. So this was the common way that you showed that you were in control. And so this is what we have here. And now let's go back and share. Let's continue and finish up the parak. And we now continue, and we go into the next perek, which is really a continuation of this perek. And in perek Nun Bet, the Navi continues. Before it was Uri Uri to Hashem, the Navi, but now Hashem turns to Am Yisrael. Uri Uri Livshi Uzeich Tzion. Not God should wear his strength, but you should wear your strength. Livshi Bigdei Tifarteich. Obviously, this is where Lecha Dodi comes from. Livshi bigdei tifarteich ami. Yerushalayim ir hakodesh. Ki lo yosif yavo bach od arel v'tameh. This is a vision that Jerusalem, not just the temple, but Jerusalem entirety will be Ir HaKodesh. Hitna arime afar kumi. Again, a verse that is incorporated by the Kabbalists into Kabbalat Shabbat. Shvi, get up! You've been trampled in the previous psukim, but now it's time to get up. Shvi Yerushalayim. Hitpatchim osrei tzavarech. Take off, open up the chains of your shoulders. Shviya bat Zion. Bat Zion, who was once in captivity. You were sold for no money. You were just attacked and destroyed. Nobody got any benefit. You won't be bought and sold like a slave. Again, repetition notice of Ami, Ami, Ami over and over again in these Nivuot. So he goes from the beginning of history to the, so to speak, the most immediate history, without talking about Bavel. Ki kom Hashem Mitzrayim yarad ami. My people went down into Egypt, lagursham. Vashur beefes ashako. And Assyria, only 100 years ago, oppressed for nothing. Ve'atam ali po num Hashem ki lukach ami chinam moshlav. Yehalelu, Num Hashem, Tamid Kol Yom Shmi Menoatz. And they mock my name. Lachen Yeda, sorry. Lachen Yeda, Ami, Shmi. My name is cursed, but the people will once again know my name. Lachen Bayom Ahu, Ki Ani Hu Hamidaber, Hineini. I'm here, ready to do. And once again, just like in Perek Mem, where he talked about the Mivaser, the heralder. Here too, Ma Navu al Ha'arim, how beautiful. Raglei Mivaser, Mashmia Shalom, Mivaser Tov, the heralder coming and declaring there's good. Mashmia Yeshua, Omer Litzion Malach Elokaich. Kol Tzofaich Nasu Kol Yachdav Yiranenu. Ki Ein Ba'ein Yiru, they'll see directly B'shu Hashem Tzion. Pitzchu rananu yachdav chorvot Yushalayim. Kinicham Adunai amo ga'al Yushalayim. Again, the repetition of ami, ami, amo, amo. He's redeemed not just the temple, but Jerusalem. Chasaf Adunai et zroa kadsho. God has revealed his holy, okay? So it's not just yad chazakah, but it's a holy hand. Because in this entire section, it's focusing on how Jerusalem is now the holy city. And lo yavo, lo yasif yavo bach od arel v'tameh. The heathen, the uncircumcised, and the tameh will no longer come into it. And it ends, chasav Hashem zro kodsho leinei kol hagim v'rukolav se'arta et yishuat Eloheinu. All of humanity will see. Suru, suru. The final double, Tzu Misham Tamei Altigau. So either it's a reference to those in Yerushalayim, and God is saying, go out of Jerusalem, you heathens, you unpure ones, or it's talking to Jews in Bavel saying, Suru, Suru, get out. Don't touch Tzu Mitocha. Hibaru Nosei Klei Hashem. Cleanse the clay Hashem. Hibaru is from Lashon of cleansing. Cleanse Nosei clay Hashem. And now it ends with a fascinating statement. Ki lo b'chipazon teitzeyu. In Egypt, we left b'chipazon. But now we're going to leave without having to rush. We're going to be in charge. U'binusa lo teilechun. You will not have to flee. Ki holech lifnechem Hashem, not the Anan, not the Malach, not the Eish. God Himself will lead you. Uma asfichem Elohei Yisrael, and the one who gathers you is the Lord of Israel. Beautiful, beautiful perek. This is the haftarah for Parshat Shoftim. It's one of the Zayin de Nechemta. It's a beautiful perek. It has a lot of echoes, as I said, of perek mem of Nachamu Nachamu Ami, with a development of themes, and especially the idea of Ami 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 Amo Amo Amo. Number two, the theme of Pachad, confronting the fear, either the fear of pain or the fear of the trauma from everything that's happened in the past, together with the theme that Jerusalem will not just be a city of redemption, it'll be a city of holiness when you return to Jerusalem. Okay, Chavirim, have a wonderful week, everybody. And next week, we have a very important perek, Hine Yaskil David, the suffering servant, which, of course, throughout the history of exegesis has been under a lot of scrutiny. We'll take some time to unpack this perek over the course of the next at least 2 weeks. Okay.
Erev Tov.
Thank you so much. Wonderful stuff.
Thank you. Okay. Hold it.